Once again, and say it with me. Like a star, a mirage, a candle flame, an illusion, dewdrop, a bubble, a dream, a lightning flash, a cloud. See all conditioned things like this. Let's stay with a star for a minute. And think about yourself, who you are, what you have in your life, the circumstances, the people, the joys, the difficulties, everything. The people you meet at the grocery store, the person who attends you in a hospital when you need it, everything. Everything is conditioned. Everything is preset, not in a faded way, but preset by causes, in the same way that an oak tree had the cause of an acorn. So we can kind of debate whether that's fate, that the oak tree has the cause of an acorn, and that the acorn had the cause of an oak tree. Okay? But that's what's behind this idea of conditioned, that all kinds of causes create conditions, and they create results, which become the new causes, which create conditions, which become the new results. And that's an ongoing cycle or circle. And everyone that has leisure, happiness, long life, a variety of ways by which there is, again, happiness, contentment, ease, fortune, good fortune in one's life, all the ways that that can demonstrate. Well, that's because of you've done good. We've done good. The causes, the seeds of that have been set. So when we think on a star, and as was said the other day, we really don't know what a star is. From a human point of view, we're like children trying to figure out what a star is. And so similarly, so just for you, let alone the person next to you, again, the entirety of your life, why incarnate at all? I mean, the questions are huge. And vast in their implications, profound in their meaning, and how much of that do you know? So that's similar to this simile of a star. At the same time, you are a star. You are the same fundamental essences as a star from an awareness, consciousness point of view. And of course, science would tell us that we are made of star stuff, that all the atoms, all the constituents of our dense corporeal form are the same constituents that come from the cosmos. We are star stuff. So from a physiological, minuscule point of view, and from a, again, a profound point of view, the same holds. We meditate on knowing that we don't know. We take such pride in what we think we know. We all do. And pride sometimes just is the confidence in what we think we know. Like that we will get up in the morning and we will live another day. That our loved one will be beside us another day, another year, another 10 years. But there's so much we don't know. The humility in that acknowledgement. Just like the humility in, no, we really don't know what a star is. We're blind men and an elephant. With this one, the humility of that, the authenticity of that would serve us all very well. We smile. Take a long, slow, deep breath and feel our body feel good, sitting well. Even if we have an ache or a pain, you know, just honor it. It has causes and conditions, and sometimes the cause is our own silliness, our own ego, our will. We just sit. And the simplicity of being has a chance to be experienced fleetingly like a flash of lightning, momentarily like a dewdrop, and maybe so nice it feels like a dream. But that's all right. It's a moment. It's real. We breathe in, we breathe out, we settle. Now think about the constancy of a star. And then go back to the metaphor of mountain-like, right? Mountain-like stability in your meditation. Non-distraction, non-diversion. So do you see again? We don't know what we don't know. This mountain-like stability, which is hard. It takes a long time to tame all the wayward, the arisings, and the chasing after them and rejecting them, right? It takes a long time to just have stability in a meditation. And that stability is going to mature in a wide variety of ways to samadhi and all these things. But this mountain-like stability, again, if we can even get close to that, that's baby steps. A star is constant. A star is stable. Imagine that. So with that, if you want, use a visualization. Hold a star in front of you. Hold a star over your head, a star in your heart. Do whatever you want. But the constancy I know somebody's already thinking, well, what about pulsars? You know, we call them pulsars. Again, we have no clue. We have no clue what is going on there. So don't even go there. But instead, constancy, light, constantly, constancy. Okay? And that's our meditation. Breathing in and breathing out. And for the last few minutes, abide as the light of compassion. We take a long, slow, deep breath and breathe constancy, light, compassion, and wisdom into the world. Just like the sun is constantly breathing its light, compassion, and wisdom into all of the solar system and local cosmos. Love you all. Discover the constancy of your own light, of your heart, of patience, generosity, kindness. Discover constancy with these. Be like a star in the excellence of a star. Love you all. Create your day.